Brian Stelter made headlines again this week for the usual reason. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you a hint. It's the only reason he ever makes headlines. Everyone making fun of him. But first, a quick heads up. This is the last weekend. You can order anything from markdice.com, including the classic Trump Claus sweatshirt, your Wanted for President Trump mugshot shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Be sure to get it in time for Christmas using regular shipping. Cutoff, I think, I was told, is Wednesday. But stop being a slacker. Get your orders in today at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. And by the way, this weekend, use the promo code SANTA at the checkout. You can save 20% off of anything. In case you haven't heard, Tucker Carlson posted his long-awaited sit-down in-studio interview with Alex Jones this week. And during that interview, check my previous video from yesterday for some of the highlights and analysis. But in that interview, they recounted how the night before, when Alex and Tucker and the crew were having dinner in the studio, which is in Tucker's barn in Maine, and having a few drinks, the topic of Brian Stelter came up. And Tucker's producer had Brian Stelter's phone number and called Brian Stelter, and Stelter picked up, and then the producer put Alex Jones on the phone with him.
He goes, "Oh, Alex Jones." I said, "I want you to come on my show." He said, "Oh, you still got a show?" And I went, "No, you're the one that doesn't have a show."
Tell
him the other line.
It's so boorish to like recount conversations people weren't witnessing.
It was funny, though.
But you said, you know, you're off TV now, but you were a real star. I mean, not on CNN, but on my show. So good.
So now it's making headlines. Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson had a few drinks, called Brian Stelter, and he picked up. What was said was as bizarre and awkward as you could possibly think. Imagine being little Brian and getting a phone call from Tucker Carlson's producer and thinking that he's going to maybe give you some dirt on Fox News. And so you pick up the phone and then it's Alex Jones. Some in the media are trying to defend little Brian, like Mediaite. Tucker Carlson praises Alex Jones for drunk dialing Brian Stelter in a pretty masculine way. And since a hit dog barks, little Brian couldn't resist taking to Twitter to post an entry to his dear diary, saying sarcastically, "Always nice to hear from intoxicated old friends. I guess they have a lot of time on their hands these days." You are the one who has a lot of free time on your hands, little Brian, because you are unemployed, and they were preparing for one of the biggest interviews of Tucker Carlson's career. What else is interesting, as Alex revealed, is when he invited little Brian onto his show, Brian Stelter was surprised because he didn't think that Alex still had a show. Because when you're a media analyst for CNN, you're a complete moron and completely out of touch with what's actually happening in the media ecosystem. Alex was deplatformed from all the big tech platforms over 5 years ago, in August of 2018, and sued for $1 billion in a kangaroo court. But his show is still on air and better than ever, live streaming every day on Infowars.com, and it looks like it will be returning to Twitter very soon. More on that in a moment. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about Tucker Carlson, little Brian?
I don't want to compare my experience with Tucker's because, for a lot of reasons.
Well, because Tucker has integrity and worked for a somewhat respectable news network while you worked for CNN.
But when I got fired by CNN, I went back to my farm and I had the best few months of my life. This has been the best phase of my life. I've had time with my kids, being able to relax, being able to see the world differently.
Well, that's because you were paid millions of dollars from CNN to lie with every breath. And so that afforded you the ability to just take 6 months off and go hang out on your family farm and enjoy yourself. Whereas, you know, most Americans actually have to work for a living.
Tucker, what did he do? He raced onto Twitter and started making videos. I don't want to use the word desperate, but he desperately wanted to recreate that fame. And I think that's what he's doing now. He's posting videos a lot more often. He's going on a world tour with far-right figures. He's flirting with Donald Trump at a UFC match. I think he very much wants to restore his power and fortune and in popularity. And I think it's going to be very hard to do that without Fox. But if anyone can try, it's him.
How dare Tucker not retire and sail off into the sunset and instead choose to use modern technology to continue doing his great work and bring it to millions of people. And if Tucker interviewing Alex Jones didn't cause a big enough media meltdown, things are about to go supernova because all signs are pointing to Elon Musk restoring Alex Jones' original Twitter account in a matter of hours. depending on when you're watching this video, it may have already happened. We bombarded Elon with the facts about why Alex was actually banned from Twitter for confronting CNN's Oliver Darcy, Little Brian's sidekick, in Washington, D.C., outside of a congressional hearing about social media censorship. And so Elon started saying he would reconsider the ban, started saying that that was not a fair reason for the ban, and this morning posted the poll asking whether or not Alex Jones should be reinstated. There's only a few hours left to the poll, and as you can see, it is overwhelmingly yes. Oh, and by the way, last week when I did a video making fun of Little Brian Stelter's brand new book about Fox News being a complete failure, despite him getting blanket coverage from every media outlet, including being invited back onto CNN to promote it, he sold less than 4,000 copies in the first week. In fact, the exact number, because this is all public knowledge, part of the Nielsen book scan, which tracks these, he sold only 3,807 copies in the first week. And like I said, that is basically the overwhelming majority of book sales that he will sell, because all book sales are concentrated in the first week, and then they may trickle in for a little bit after that. He will literally be lucky if he sells another 1,000 copies, which would bring him to about 5,000 copies, which for a very small unknown author would be considered a success. But for a former CNN host, and despite the massive free publicity that he got from the New York Times and MSNBC and CNN and every liberal media outlet, that is absolutely pathetic. It is beyond pathetic. There's no words to describe just how big of a failure that is. But I forgot to mention how many copies I sold in comparison. Me, just a guy in my kitchen on a laptop, compared to the entire liberal media industrial complex promoting his garbage, which sold, again, only 3,807 copies. I sold in the first week, actually a little bit more than this, over 15,000, probably close to 16,000, because this figure is only for paperback and Kindle. It doesn't account iBooks on Apple or Google Play. So I sold more than quadruple the amount of books as that clown. And some people may think that this is a lot. Some people may think that this is not a lot. But I've told you the big secret in the book publishing business is to become a number one bestseller. Depending on how much competition there is, and if there are some massive books that are selling 100,000 copies a week, in order to get to number one on Amazon, often you only need to sell about 10,000 copies in one day. But that brought it up to number four on Amazon's bestseller list of all books on launch day, which I consider to be a success. So a big thanks to everybody who bought the book. Even breaking into the top 10, I would have considered that to be a success. It could have made it to number one. That would have been possible, except just not at this time, because it was up against some stiff competition. Some celebrity brand names, Britney Spears, Barbara Streisand, a science fiction fantasy novelist had a book that came out. And those are people who are going to be selling 100,000 copies or more in a week. And with my niche audience, it's just impossible. When my book, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, came out in 2020, that made it up to number three. And back in 2019, when the Liberal Media Industrial Complex came out, that made it to number two. Of all books, not just in a little category, a lot of people get confused when they see the bestseller, number one bestseller tag when they go to the listing. A lot of times that's just in the category. This is not in category. This is of all books, beat by The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So a big thanks again to all of my readers, and as they can attest, the books are very different than my YouTube videos. They're way more in-depth, they're very serious, they're very well-sourced and documented, and even for those news junkies out there, if you think, oh, I follow the news, I'm plugged in 24/7, and you think you have a pretty good idea about what's going on, I have gone so far down the rabbit hole, I guarantee you will find gems in these books that you will have never heard of anywhere else. And they're a great way to refresh your memory on what it is that's transpired, because there's been so many things that have happened over the last few years. It puts them all together in a nice chronological presentation, and they make a great Christmas gift. So be sure to head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below. And order a bunch of copies for people on your list who you want to help wake up and educate, because there's really nothing better than putting a book in somebody's hand. You might try to tell them, you might send them links, you might email them a bunch of videos. Put a book in their hand and let them spend a few hours digesting that. And like I said, this weekend, save 20% off any of my shirts from markdice.com, including the classic Trump Claus sweatshirt, which you have to wear to Christmas dinner this year. Also available on a t-shirt. Or get somebody on your list the Wanted for President shirt, Trump mugshot shirt, or my Operation Mockingbird shirt, America First, Ultra MAGA, any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of other colors as well. So head on over to markthis.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code SANTA at the checkout to save 20% off this weekend, and check them out.